This is Charlie's in the House, UPR's weekly local theater review, where we highlight live entertainment in Cache Valley and throughout Utah. I'm Charlie Schill. Last weekend, the Four Seasons Theater Company threw its heart and soul into the local debut of the newest Disney musical, Freaky Friday. The opening night show featured perfect casting, terrific vocals, and a cleverly simple set design augmented by impressive high-tech lighting effects. But the real surprise of the evening was the Disney theatrical has finally delivered an original feel-good musical. Freaky Friday borrows its high concept of a combative mother and daughter switching souls from three Disney movies of the same name, with a new story and music by the veteran Broadway composing team of Tom Kitt and Brian Yorkey. Their score for Freaky Friday was written for two female leads that can really belt out its tunes. Rachel Saltmarsh and Celeste Bailio not only powerfully render the majority of the show's witty solos, they also sing lead in most of its choral numbers. The fun really starts when they magically switch roles. It's easy for Ms. Saltmarsh to convincingly act mature, but Ms. Bailio is over-the-top amazing when she gets positively loosey-goosey as a teenager trapped in an adult's body. It's a side-splittingly hilarious performance. The top-notch male leads in the production are Walker McKenna, who can smoothly croon marriage vows with a straight face, Kyle Pfeiffer as a hunky high school heartthrob, and pint-sized Danny Phillips as a youngster who lets hand puppets do most of his talking. Freaky Friday also boasts a solid supporting cast and a huge ensemble of energetic singers and dancers. Performances of Freaky Friday will continue this weekend at Skyview High School in Smithfield. If you're looking for really highbrow entertainment, that's all the newly renovated Janet Quinney Lawson Capitol Theater will be offering from now through Christmas. The Utah Opera's latest production of La Traviata will play at the Capitol from August 12th to 20th. It's Verdi's masterpiece of tragic love. What? You were expecting a happy ending? It's an opera! After that, Ballet West will practically take over the theater. First on the agenda from October 25th to November 2nd is Balanchine's Red Ballets, a trilogy of dance creations by the legendary George Balanchine, the father of American ballet. Then the world premiere of a ballet version of the fairy tale Snow White will be staged by the students of the Ballet West II troupe on November 8th and 9th. Finally, Ballet West's renowned production of the holiday favorite, The Nutcracker, will be performed from December 8th until Christmas Eve. This is Charlie Schill with your weekly local theater review.